Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Friday, April 1st. We start a new month and a new quarter today after the market sank yesterday for the second losing session in a row. The Dow fell 550 points, and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both closed down more than 1.5%. All three major indices closed out their worst quarter since March of 2020, even after their recent comeback. But Bill, as you say, we live to trade another day. So let's kick off this new quarter with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you this morning? I'm looking at the S&P futures, and we're up 0.56%. That's a nice positive move. That's a strong move to the upside. So, yeah, we're going to have all indications are that we're going to have a nice higher opening, and we could run from there. And, you know, there's multiple positive catalysts going on here, and not any one of them is the one, but there's a number of them that I think add together is really going to push this market higher today. Obviously, we have, we have a number of economic reports coming out today, specifically the big one, the pre-market ones, the non-farm payrolls. But we got oil. Oil is weakening. Oil is getting, you know, hit hard. Biden yesterday made that announcement on oil that he's going to be releasing oil from the strategic reserves. That really caused oil to trip up the last couple of days. And now this morning, apparently there's going to be an emergency meeting at the International Energy Agency, the IEA. They're going to be holding this emergency meeting to discuss the new oil releases. And there's more in there, too. I mean, you know, they're thinking that the sanctions on Iran are going to be lifted very quickly. So that's going to add additional a million barrels of oil a day on the market. So, yeah, that's causing oil to slide. Oil broke $100 a barrel. The WTI contract is at $99.48. Brent is at $104.17. So I'm thinking that oil is going to continue this trajectory lower. Not, I don't think it's going to break 90, but I could see it trading, you know, $96, $97 a barrel, between now and early next week. So with the lower oil prices, that's actually going to be a positive. I do think that, the banks are going to be strong today. I'm looking at them overseas. They're trading higher. I'm looking at these overseas markets. And while Tokyo finished down 0.5%, Hong Kong finished up 0.2%. London's up 0.2%. And Germany's up 0.4%. So overall, you're seeing positive indications from Europe that they're trading higher, which is, you know, helping the S&Ps move higher this morning, which is why I feel we're going to have a good, strong opening. And that's what I'm preparing for this morning, Emily.
Bill, before we move on to the rundown of those economic reports you mentioned, let's take a quick look at a couple of earnings that came out and a few to look ahead to for next week.
Okay, yeah, let's take a look at these earnings. It's the calendar is very light right now. You know, last night we had Duck Creek Technologies, that sticker DCT, David Charlie Tom. They beat by 3 cents. They did it on higher revenue, but their guidance is the question here. The stock closed yesterday at $22.12. Well, the opening indications are $19.05 to $19.70. That's a big mark off of where it closed. So, you know, not a positive report from Duck Creek Technologies. And BlackBerry, ticker BB, they beat by 4 cents, but that was done on lower revenue. You're looking at shares of BlackBerry, it's down 4.5% this morning. They're trying to convert themselves from that cell phone company into a cyber security type company. It's not going great. And they've been really making their money off of licensing revenues to Apple on their email technology. However, BlackBerry came out and said, we see minimal licensing revenue in 2023. So that's not a positive for the stock. And, you know, as I said, that's why you see the stock down 4.5% this morning. No earnings this afternoon. Monday's calendar is light as well. There's some questionable companies, whether they're going to be releasing or not. But Tuesday we have, ticker AYI, Apple Yellow India. They're going to be releasing. Their EPS estimate is $2.37, and their expected move is 9.15%. Lindsay Corp, ticker LNN, Larry Nancy Nancy, EPS estimate here is $1.19. Expected move here is 7.43%. And Smart Global Holdings, this is ticker SGH, Sam Grace Henry. EPS estimate here is 72 cents, and the expected move here is 12.31%. So that's what I have for you in terms of earnings information, Emily.
Moving on to economic events, we have been anticipating a look at jobs all week. So, Bill, give us what to watch in terms of economic reports today.
Yeah, 8:30 a.m. we'll get the non-farms payroll report coming out. This is a key one. It's a monthly number. It looks like estimates out there indicate it's going to add over 400,000 jobs, which is down from last month, but still a positive, which still gives the Fed enough reason to say, hey, the labor market is still going strong, so now is a good time for us to raise rates. That's really the impetus here with the non-farm payrolls. But I do think we're, you know, that 400,000 number, I think, is going to be a little light. I think the hiring activity might have been stronger for the month of March. Also at 10 a.m., we have the ISM Manufacturing Index and construction numbers from construction spending. The construction spending numbers are for February, where the ISM manufacturing numbers are for March. And then at 1 p.m. Eastern time, we have the Baker Hughes rig count. And in terms of Fed speak, I see that Charles Evans from the Chicago Fed, he's going to be giving a speech today at 9:05 a.m. This morning, Emily.
And you're watching those economic reports at we've been anticipating all week, but there are also other stories that come out almost minute by minute on other things that could possibly move the markets. And you're able to watch all this information, those earnings you mentioned, the economic reports you mentioned, any announcements coming out of those things, but also all the other headlines that are happening in terms of sector, in terms of events, buyback, guidance. And you do this using your Newswire alerts. You've already broken it down for us this morning ahead of the show. So give us a look at what you see as possibly moving the markets today.
Well, yeah, there's, I'm looking at my FANG alerts because that helps me, really figure out the direction of the market. Now, yesterday was that divergence and I couldn't figure it out. But, you know, later in the day, you saw all the FANG stocks sell off, which then agreed with the S&Ps. So those two things should always be in tandem in order for you to come to an equation that makes sense. I'm looking at the FANG stocks. They're all positive, but they're not just positive. I mean, you know, you're seeing some nice strong gains of over 0.5%. Facebook's up 0.8%. Amazon's up 0.7%. Google's up 0.5%. This is kind of getting me excited for a stronger opening because the S&Ps are indicating they were going to be up 0.58% this morning. So, yeah, we should open up nice and strong in terms of news events going on in the FANG stocks. Amazon, that Staten Island location, they appear to be voting for a union. Whereas in the location in Alabama, they're still split. It doesn't look like the Alabama location will go, it will unionize, but the New York City, Staten Island location really looks like that's going to be, they're going to be forming a union. Looking at shares of Apple, apparently the California Attorney General is jumping into this Apple and Epic Games antitrust battle. I see that Roblox came out, touting the benefits of being on the App Store, kind of like giving credence to them getting their 30%. We'll see what the California Attorney General, if he has any additional information that he wants to share this today or over the weekend on this story. Facebook, ticker FB, apparently they're losing some of their top AI scientists. A lot of them have been leaving this year. Facebook is not the hottest place to work in Silicon Valley these days. Google, I see that there's a Russian news report saying that bailiffs seized about 1 billion rubles, let's remember, 1 billion rubles off of Google because of some failure to restore access to some YouTube channels. I don't know if there's really any truth to this story. Just came across the tape a little bit ago. Let's talk about the Dow Jones 30 alert, and let's talk Microsoft. David Geffen, Barry Diller, and son-in-law son-in-law, Alex von Furstenberg. These guys are in a little hot water because of some trades that they made in Activision stock right prior to that Microsoft buyout. They claim they knew nothing. It turns out that Mr. von Furstenberg had a breakfast meeting with the CEO of Activision days before they did that trade. So they're saying they knew nothing. Kotick hasn't been, you know, hasn't been interviewed yet, but it seems, you know, that there was probably a wink or maybe a positive indication that they should buy them shares, because for him and his father, his stepfather, and David Geffen to all get into this trade seems a little odd. You know, you can't hide this information. The SEC knows every trade that you did. They know the timing of it. They know the market. They know the news around it. And you got these three guys made millions, like $55 million off of this, off of their trade. So something, this is going to be a problem. And this is also going to be a problem for Microsoft's intended purchase of Activision. There were, you know, there's some more news announcements I'll get down to in a minute, but, you know, this could be another catalyst of why this deal doesn't happen. We're talking about Merck, shares of Merck, MRK, Michael Richard Kilo. The FDA just came out this morning. They extended their PDUFA date of their SBLA to July 1, the one that was supposed to come out this morning. Chevron, ticker CVX, Charlie Victor X-Ray. This thing is on watch right now because, you know, Venezuelans, their state oil company, apparently these guys are making inquiries to buy or lease oil tankers. You know, why are they going out buying and, you know, making these deals if they're not really sure that they're going to start to be able to pump more oil that will be, you know, that will work and not get hit by U.S. sanctions? I think that there's some real opportunity here. I think this, I think Venezuelan sanctions are going to be lifted, and Chevron, you know, they own those facilities there. So, yeah, they're going to have to go in there. They're going to have to do a lot of work to get them back up to speed. But this could be a positive news environment, that a news item that should be coming out soon for shares of Chevron, ticker CVX, Charlie Victor X-Ray. The risk here is oil prices. You got oil prices pulling back, but the biggest drop in oil prices have already hit. So you have to look at it. Stocks at, you know, a little under 163, pushes back a little further from here. This might start being an interesting type play. Let's talk about some merger news. Getting into that ATVI and Microsoft deal, Apple, Tom, Victor, India, Activision. Apparently yesterday, four U.S. senators cite the Microsoft-Activision deal as a letter of concern in a message that they sent to the FTC. So you got the insider trading angle. You got Microsoft buying out a leading competitor in order to halt competition in the space that they want to dominate, in an FTC that is really against big tech. Yeah, this deal may not happen. We'll have to wait and see what happens. If it doesn't happen, remember, Microsoft is on the hook for $3 billion. So that would not be good if this deal doesn't happen for Microsoft. Let's talk about some guidance news. Salonisi, this is ticker CE, Charlie Edward. Company sees EPS accreditation from their KEP restructuring of 15 to 20 cents over the next 3 years. Duck Creek Technologies, DCT, David, Charlie, Tom. We already told you about the earnings, but their Q3 revenue, they're seeing it coming in at 71 to 73 million. The street was expecting 76. That's a big downtick. That's why you see the appearances of it going to be opening up significantly lower this morning when the market opens. Dell Technologies, I see that Goldman Sachs removed Dell Technologies from its conviction buy list, and it's now rating the stock neutral. In terms of some, you know, other ones, you know, J.P. Morgan added Ciena and Arista, that's ticker CIEN, and ANET, Apple, Nancy, Edward, Tom, to their focus list. And, you know, Citi expects NAND memory news flows to be a positive catalyst for ticker LRCX, Larry, Richard, Charlie, X-Ray. We're going to move on to some shareholders news. Investa, that's ticker NVST, Nancy, Victor, Sam, Tom. They're having their annual shareholders meeting today at 9 a.m. I'm seeing some contract news. You know, Raytheon Technologies, they They got some contract and contract modification orders from the U.S. Navy totaling about $878 million. But Lockheed Martin, oh, wow, Lockheed Martin, they got they were awarded a $1.42 billion defense contract modification. They were also awarded a $3.27 billion Army contract. So, yeah, Lockheed Martin just won some big contracts. Defense contracts that was announced late yesterday. But that's what I have. You know, the other catalyst event that I see out there is a stock split. And this is GameStop. GameStop came out late yesterday and they said that they're intending to seek shareholder approval to split its common A stock. Now, the key is they're going to be doing it through a dividend. So they paid this huge dividend that drops the stock price, but then it gets returned to the shareholders. So, you know, we're going to have to wait to see a little more news on this one. But this could be interesting for shares of GameStop and holders of GameStop stock. But that's what I have for you in terms of catalyst events this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Like we said, we start a new month and a new quarter as we end this week. So, Bill, what is your pick of the day today on this Friday?
I'm going to go with JP Morgan this morning, the ticker JPM, John Paul Mary. My data points are pretty clear. You know, yesterday they announced that they're going to be releasing their earnings on April 13th. Stocks like JP Morgan have a tendency to run higher into earnings. JP Morgan doesn't really bounce off of earnings. It typically sells off after earnings, but going into it, you do see price appreciation. So now is the time to start, you know, really keeping an eye on JP Morgan. I also noticed yesterday that they're extending their co-branded Amazon Signature Visa card. So, you know, that's a positive form that they are continuing that brand name card. Now I'm looking over at the bank stocks in Europe and they're all positive. Now, there's a vertical play here. You know, when the bank stocks are positive overseas, they're likely to, you know, push higher in the U.S. JP Morgan got hit yesterday. It was down, you know, over 3% yesterday. So, yeah, with the bank stocks pushing higher in Europe, I could see JP Morgan, you know, seeing a nice price appreciation gain this morning. It's off its recent highs. Under that 140 mark is kind of nice. You know, because it easily has the ability to push back into the 145. I don't know if we're going to see 175 again, you know, anytime soon. But I do think 145 is definitely in the cards, even, you know, right up till earnings. I do also like it for the fact that, you know, I think that, you know, there's a lawsuit that just got thrown out. A federal judge dismissed a long-running antitrust lawsuit against a bunch of the big banks that basically said they were suppressing competition in the market for U.S. treasuries. So, you know, my thought is that's another factor that's going to be positive in the banks. You get the verticals, you got the antitrust lawsuit, and, you know, you got the start of a run up into earnings. So those are my factors of reasons why I'm, you know, pushing JP Morgan this morning. In terms of like getting into it, you know, I look at JP Morgan and 137.25 is kind of where underneath 127.25 is where I'm trying to get in at. I think I can do that and, you know, see some nice price appreciation in the stock today. So that's my pick of the day, JP Morgan, ticker JPM, John Paul Mary.
Okay, we will watch JP Morgan along with you. And we won't head into the weekend before we recap yesterday's pick of the day. So stay with us. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
All right, let's see what we have. You know, Tesla is up by 0.8% right now. And there's a news report that just hit the tape saying they're seeing reporting global vehicle deliveries for the first quarter. That will be a record. So they feel, you know, there's a story out there saying that they're going to be reporting record global vehicle deliveries for Q1. Ticker STRR, Sam, Tom, Richard. This is Star Equities. They appoint Rick Coleman as CEO. ticker RDY, Richard David Yellow, Dr. Reddy, and Medicane Health. They're launching a medical cannabis product in Germany. You know, one thing important to announce is that there's a bill that's in front of Congress today to legalize marijuana. So that could be, you know, a benefit to this RDY news. OPEC's March oil output rises 90,000 barrels per day, month to month. Banks are on high alert as White House flags potential Russian cyber attacks. You want to watch the cyber stocks, you know, like CrowdSource today because of that news. I'm looking at CrowdSource. It's up $2 this morning. Shares of Boeing, that plane that went down in China, they recovered like 49,000 pieces of the plane. They're going to start putting it together, but they stopped the search for additional wreckage. Here's one of these Chinese stocks like Alibaba. Alibaba's trading higher this morning. China's weighing, giving the U.S. full access to audits for most of the firms. That's very positive for these Chinese companies like Alibaba. Didi is, you know, trading up, you know, higher this morning. Didi's up 46 cents. Amazon, Rivan, R-I-V-N, they more than tripled their workforce in 2021. Here's Jefferies coming out talking about Five Below. They said the sell-off is an opportunity to buy. Yeah, I do like Five Below. I like what they're doing. Ticker CIR, Charlie India Richard. Accounting irregularities confined to pipeline engineering business. It's never good when you hear accounting irregularities. That's ticker CIR. KSS, that's Coal Stores. They sent a letter to shareholders highlighting the board's leadership and robust process. Apple stock was just dropped from JP Morgan's focus list. That's all I have for you in the last 15 minutes, Emily.
Before we go, let's check in on Netflix, which was yesterday's pick of the day. There were a number of news articles out yesterday about new shows coming to Netflix. World Wrestling Entertainment, Inc. is starting to produce fictionalized TV shows as part of an effort to generate more revenue. And their Spanish language comedy will debut on Netflix in Mexico. This will be WWE's first venture into scripted TV. Just a little piece of news there. Bill, it was a choppy day yesterday. You were hoping to get in on Netflix in the low 380s. The stock definitely dipped below to that threshold, but it was sort of a rocky trading session. Were you able to do anything with Netflix yesterday?
Yeah, I was able to lose money. listen, the stock opened up at 383.59, and I knew that was too high. I knew it was going to push lower. I just didn't think it would break the 380 mark, but it did. And it broke that 380 mark and actually traded down to the 374 mark, which is where it closed, 374.59. You know, it's still a good opportunity. I'm still holding, by the way. I didn't sell anything out because I do think this has the ability to run, but right back up to the 390 level, you know, because of the, you know, new efforts they're making to gather subscriptions. And I do think their subscription numbers are going to increase when they release earnings later this month. But right now I'm seeing some, you know, right now I'm seeing some losses in Netflix, but I'm not really worried because I think it's just temporary. It's not like it's a significant loss. It's it still has, you know, a lot of upside. I think the upside is much more likely than, you know, any downward movement in Netflix as we approach the earnings. So Netflix was not a winner. I'm sorry about that. I'll do better next time.
And Bill, we'll continue to watch Netflix with you. And when we're back on Monday, we will check in with you about today's JP Morgan pick of the day. Bill, thank you, as always, for your expert insight and breaking down all the market-moving news for us. Join us back here Monday and each weekday morning next week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.